Okay, let's unpack this. For our deep dive today, we're looking at the 2009 Green Paper on National Strategic Planning from South Africa. And for you, the listener, this is really the shortcut to understanding its core idea. How do you build a nation when a 5-year election cycle just isn't long enough?
And it's so important to remember the context. This wasn't final law. It was a consultation document, a
Yeah.
way to start a conversation. And it was aimed squarely at tackling these huge, monumental challenges left over from apartheid. I mean, deep poverty and just extreme inequality.
So the paper was basically saying we're failing because we can't see past our own feet.
Precisely. The core finding was that a single term of government is totally insufficient for the kind of project they were talking about.
Building a genuinely prosperous, non-racial society.
Exactly. And that lack of a coherent long-term plan, it had created a sort of policy vacuum. It weakened everything, resource allocation, consistent governance, all of it.
The preface really lays it all out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It reads like a list of what went wrong. Weak coordination, policy inconsistencies.
And all of that leading to what really matters. Poor service delivery for the people who need it most. The problem was systemic, so the solution had to be systemic too.
Which brings us to their big idea, the National Planning Commission, or NPC. But this wasn't just another government committee, was it? The paper insisted it had to be staffed by independent experts and strategic thinkers.
Yes, and that independence is the key. The whole point was to stop the government from being, and this is a direct quote, trapped in its own institutional preconceptions.
Which is a very polite way of saying they needed fresh eyes.
A very polite way of saying they needed thinkers outside the daily political grind, people who weren't worried about the next election or, short-term political spending.
But I wonder if you create a commission of independent experts, doesn't that just move the political fight somewhere else? How did the paper suggest this group would actually enforce that long-term focus on nation building?
By making them produce clear, measurable outputs. It wasn't about vague ideas. The main product was supposed to be a concrete, long-term vision.
South Africa Vision 2025.
That's the one. And this plan had to connect those high-level goals, like growth and development, to actual hard metrics.
Measurable how, though? Were they just talking about job creation in general, or were the targets more granular than that?
Oh, they were detailed, really accountable. Success meant hitting specific targets for reducing poverty and inequality, real employment numbers, objectives for cutting violent crime, and even critical healthcare goals like reducing HIV/AIDS infection rates. It was all about turning hopes into milestones you could actually track.
And to make sure it was actually implemented, they set up this planning framework, a sort of continuum.
Right. Think of it this way. Vision 2025 is the destination you plug into your GPS. That then informs the medium-term strategic framework, the MTSF, which is like your 5-year roadmap.
The major highways you'll take.
Exactly. And that, in turn, dictates the annual program of action, or POA, which is your turn-by-turn directions for that year.
But what stops that from just becoming a bureaucratic box-ticking exercise, a plan that a new government could just ignore?
Well, that's where performance monitoring and evaluation comes in. It's all linked. Those specific targets for poverty or crime, they aren't just goals. They become the very criteria you use to judge performance. It creates this mandatory feedback loop so the government can see what's not working and adjust in real time, not 5 years later.
So what this all means for you, the listener, is that this paper was really aiming for united action. It recognized that you need broad consensus from everyone in society, not just on the shiny, happy outcomes, but on the tough choices and the trade-offs needed to get there.
And that takes us right back to the central tension in the paper itself. For a plan like this to work, you need to make hard choices for the future. But modern politics, as the paper notes, often encourages, voluntarism and short-termism. So the real provocative thought here is, for any long-term vision to actually succeed, how do you change the relationship between that 15-year plan and the immediate demands of a 5-year election cycle? How do you make sure the national interest wins out?